Three of the five seats on Visalia City Council will be decided by voters on Election Day, November 8, 2005. In September, each of the eight certified candidates were given the opportunity to be interviewed by freelance reporter and interviewer Chris Haberman of Visalia. Each bona fide news interview is about 30 minutes in length and will be broadcast exclusively on KVLP throughout this election season. You're listening to 101.5 KVLP LP Visalia Local Power. Freelance reporter Chris Haberman interviews Visalia City Council candidate Rusty Barker.
Well, I'm here with Rusty Barker, and he is running for City Council here in Visalia. Rusty, why did you decide to run for City Council?
Well, a lot of people that have asked me that, and basically the main thing, the main reason I decided to run this time was really looking at the way that the city's growing and a lot of the decisions that the council is making right now, I disagree with. I've ran twice before, and for reasons just I enjoy politics. I enjoy the city. The city is, you know, this is where I want to raise my family. This is where I want to be. And I just feel we're growing in the wrong direction. So I really just want to get involved and make a difference.
Well, let me ask you, how long have you lived in Visalia?
I've lived in Visalia since 1988. I moved up here with my parents back when I was in elementary school, and I've been here ever since.
So you came up through the Visalia school systems?
Sure did. I went to Viva Blunt, then I went to middle school at Green Acres, and graduated from Redwood. Go Rangers!
All right. Kind of a Whitney man myself. That's okay. I'm not going to go there. Well, that's great. And do you have a family of your own now?
Yes, I do. My wife, Kelly, which I've been married to going on 4 years now. I have a son, Caleb, and a second son, Rylan. And I have a baby on the way who is due on December 1st.
Wow, congratulations.
And finally got the girl.
Yeah, so, oh, is that right? You know then.
Yes.
Very good. And your wife, you're telling me she's about to graduate with her bachelor's degree?
Yeah, she actually graduated in June with her bachelor's degree in liberal studies at Fresno State. And she plans to get her credentialing, I believe, from Chapman here in Visalia, and then basically pursue a career in teaching in the Visalia Unified School District.
That's great. What about, you had mentioned specifically that you had run before, and of course I know that, but for those that may be new to town, do you want to talk a little bit about that? What inspired you in the past to get involved?
The thing that really inspired me in the past, the first time I ran in 2001, and the thing that inspired me was I saw lack of interest in the council. I saw lack of interest in people wanting to be a part of the community, and a big reason for it is because I feel like the community doesn't know who their council members are, and I wanted to be really more personal with the citizens of Visalia, and that's the reason I got involved back in 2001. I was young and inexperienced as far as campaigns and everything goes. So
how old were you back then?
I was actually 24.
Yeah,
23, 24.
That's
sorry.
Pretty young for running on that. That's great.
But back then it was it was a great experience, and I got a lot of name recognition, and I met a lot of great people that worked in the city. And it was a wonderful experience. And I ran again 2 years later in 2003 and felt like I had a really good chance. I tried to, put my best foot forward and kind of give it my all. And unfortunately, I had to miss a few debates due to a difficult pregnancy, my second child. So just a lot of time in the hospital with that. So I did have to, kind of sidetracked my campaign that time. So,
now, a lot of people might say that your priorities were in the right place.
Yeah, family first.
As opposed to, family first as opposed to politics.
Yeah.
Why don't you let people know where you work and what you do for a living?
Well, I run DC Shoes and the Tulare Outlets, and I have a great time doing it. I have a great crew, and I've been with the company over 2 years now. Wonderful company to work for. Basically, I run their shop, and we're the only store in Northern California, so we're kind of out by ourselves. So, and the owners live back in Utah, so I have a lot of freedom to do my own marketing and stuff like that. So, basically, I just have a great time. It's a fun job to do, and I do it well, I think.
What areas of city government do you see yourself wanting to focus on should you become a member of the city council?
If I become a member and I'm elected, I'd like to focus on my big concerns are growth and growth in the community, and then also with downtown Visalia. I feel that downtown Visalia is really a gem of our community. I mean, you come downtown and there's just so much culture and so much history, and I think a lot of times we forget about it. And we don't focus on downtown, and we're pushing our dollars and our sales dollars away from the center of the community, and you know we're leaving a gigantic hole there that I think, you know, in time, if we keep building further and further away from, and moving our retailers further and further away from downtown, eventually we're going to, you know, we have businesses that aren't going to want to open there, aren't going to want to stay there because they can't make a profit. And then as soon as that happens, we're going to lose those businesses, and we're going to lose downtown. It's going to become a ghost town. So I want to focus on downtown and keeping businesses and businesses that can thrive down there, and also with growth. I mean, I see we're just tearing into our agriculture, which, you know, like it or not, that's our bread and butter of our, you know, of the valley. And I know Visalia is going to grow just like anybody else, but I think it's all about responsible growth and you know, taking a little bit more time before we make decisions on, you know, and approve new buildings and stuff. So.
Well, you had mentioned specifically you wanted to run this time because mm-hmm. you disagreed with some of the moves that have been made or some of the decisions that were made by the city council. Are those about growth, or what did you have in mind?
A lot of them were about growth. I mean, I remember as I was younger and you know, I'd be with my parents or something like that, and we'd go for a drive or something, you know, on Sunday after church or something, and we'd you know, we were out in the orchards, or we were out in the farmland, you know, before you knew it. You know, it was just a nice little drive, nice little country drive, and kind of unwind. And now, you know, I go on that same drive with my kids, and now there's just a shopping center, you know, which is a duplicate shopping center of one that's three blocks away. And we have so many empty gaps and so many spots that we could build homes and these shopping centers that are within, you know, our city limits, and need them, and need the newness of this new shopping center, and to, you know, revive that part of town. And yet we're building spots that we shouldn't build. I mean, don't get me wrong. I know that we're growing, and I know eventually we're going to grow and move to, you know, spots in the area that, you know, we hope that we never would. But I think right now we're just moving way too fast. We're just trying to, you know, it's almost like they're just trying to make the money, and they're just listening to people after money and not the city.
A lot of people would say that some of the problems with backfill after Packwood Creek got built, I mean, like the Target Center, that, well, look at, you know, companies are coming in there now. What do you say to those people that say, look at, downtown has never been more vital than it is today? So places like Packwood Creek really haven't harmed anything.
Well, it's one of those things, I think, that people... You look at it now, and yeah, there still is, but they're not done building the shopping centers. They're not done building, you know, where they intend to build. And as soon as those come in, I mean, there's only so much money that this town has, and you know, people go to Target. If they can find everything out there, they're not going to come downtown. They're not going to come to the spots of town that they used to. And it's, you know, I don't want to see Visalia become this big Walmart and Target and, you know, just all these huge stores, and then our local shops that have been here for years and which basically built this city get run out of business, you know. I'm just like anybody else. I'll go to Best Buy. I'll go to Office Depot. But, you know, it's the Togney branches downtown that were here before, you know, the Office Depots. And, you know, it's the... You know, just the local guy that actually built this town.
Links.
Yeah, Links. There's a perfect example. You know, he's on the council. And he's still, you know, they've been there, and I'm sure they're doing fine. But it's the fact that eventually, you know, we are going to grow to the point where people aren't going to come downtown if we don't start, you know, paying attention to it.
You're listening to 101.5 KVLP LP Visalia Local Power. Freelance reporter Chris Haberman interviews Visalia City Council candidate Rusty Barker.
What do you think about the issue of services to the community, also given all the growth that's mm-hmm. taken place? I've heard a lot of rumblings from people saying, well, you know, are we going to have infrastructure and fire service and police service and that sort of thing? Do you have thoughts on where you stand on that with regard to what the city council should be doing?
Well, definitely. When it comes to the fire department and the police department, I think one thing that the council isn't focusing on is we're growing so fast, and they're so focused on growing and putting these shopping centers and these houses that they're doing it before they thought, hey, we need a fire department here. I think our top priority is to find where we're going to get the fire department, where we're going to put it, where we're going to get the funds before we build in that area. It's just unsafe not to have a fire department in the spots that we need fire departments. We've needed fire departments. We've been short-staffed for years now. And it's ridiculous that it's taken us this long. That should have been our first priority before we started building. It's where these were going to go, where were we going to get the funds, and what we were going to do. And same with the police department. I'm happy that they're building two precincts, and they're, you know, they're going to be on opposite sides of town, and you know, they'll service the community better. But I think these are things that we should have thought and had in place before we started building. Those should have been built in there before we started building the other ones, so they were ready to go. And I mean, that's something, if I am elected, that's going to be my top priority, is the public safety, making sure that we have the fire department. So we won't, you know, as far as I'm concerned, that we will get those up and running. You know, I know a lot of times we have to get funding from the state, then our city council's members need to make more of a fuss to the state to get that here. We need it. We're short.
As I understand it, the tax initiative that was passed recently, sales tax that resulted in money for public safety, mm-hmm. Is starting to collect a lot of money. Do you have thoughts on how that should be spent?
Well, definitely right away. I mean, we need to, we need to get the fire departments open, and the money needs to go where it was said it was going to go. It needs to go to the police department, the fire department. We need to get our police officers hired. We need to get those fire stations built. I mean, that's where it should go. I mean, that's just bottom line, really, on that.
Do you believe that there's been any sort of disproportionate coverage of fire and police services in different neighborhoods of the city?
Are you saying like we're prioritizing one part over the other?
Or? Yeah, I'm just asking. I'm not suggesting.
Well, I don't think necessarily we're prioritizing one side over the other. I think that we're neglecting certain areas of the city. God forbid, I hope it's not that they're neglecting one side of the city, you know, fire and police coverage for another side of the city. That's just ridiculous. I hope that's not the fact, but yeah. There are spots of the city that we are neglecting. I mean, as far as we need to get those fire stations there, but I mean,
do you have anything in particular in mind?
Well, definitely the southeast side of town and the northwest side of town are definitely lacking in fire stations.
And that's, in your view, because of the new developments?
It's because of the new development, but I believe even before the new development and the boom, I think that we were definitely short-staffed and we didn't have the fire stations where they needed to be. I think we should have reevaluated that a long time ago.
Okay. What were some of the other major decisions that you see that the council made in the last few years? Then maybe we could talk about where you stand on those.
Council made in the last few years, my big one is back in 2001 when the Packwood Creek, the thing I don't agree with a lot of the things that the council has done is mainly growth, honestly. I think we're building our economy on toothpicks. You know, we're building it, we're expecting these pod malls that we're approving, and we're expanding into what used to be our farmland and our major economy. If we're turning into pod malls, and we're expecting them to carry us, financially, and I just don't foresee that happening. That's my big issues are basically growth and public safety.
Well, along those lines, I know that the county is looking at the question of growth in the county and whether exactly how that should be accomplished, whether growth should be forced into the existing cities or whether some of the smaller, more rural cities should be allowed to develop. Should there be maybe more development in the foothills so that less farmland would be taken, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a particular stand on those issues and the debate that's starting to brew over county rural development versus forcing all the growth into the city?
Well, honestly, yeah. I think the problem is like I said, we are growing. I mean, the population is growing. People are moving here, which is understandable that we're going to grow. It's just, it seems like the council is just looking for the quick fix. I know a lot of times they refer to the 2020 plan and the plan that they set a long time ago, and I personally think that's ridiculous. I think we're growing so fast that you can't look at a plan you made that long ago. You have to revise it a lot sooner than they're doing. And do I want to see us using the foothills so we use less farmland? Honestly, I think the farmland is our bread and butter. But do I want to jump and start, tearing into our foothills, tearing into, the gateway to the Sequoias, No, I don't. It's tough to say, and it is a tough decision. But I think we need to start voting no on some growth issues. I mean, we need to save land, and we need to save, the environment up there. It's beautiful. I mean,
sure.
It's something we're never going to get back. And we need to use the property we have in towns, whether it be Visalia or, surrounding cities. There's plenty of stuff within the city limits that they can build first. Once that's been built on, then, of course, we need to expand. I mean, that's just serving the population. You're serving the people. But we need to focus within the city and within the cities around the community before we start tearing land we're never going to get back.
How about the scenic corridor and the question of the auto mall being built out at Plaza Drive out near 99. Do you have any thoughts or questions on that?
Well, I'll tell you what. If I was elected to city council, I would vote no on that. As far as I'm concerned, I don't want us to be a Selma. If I wanted to be Selma, or if I wanted Visalia to look like Selma, I'd move to Selma. I don't think we should have that out there. That's the first thing people see when they come to our town. And I mean, being the gateway to the Sequoias, we have a lot of people coming from to see the mountains. That's the first thing they're going to see. That's just beyond me that we'd want to put a car lot out there, and that would be our first impression to people passing by. No, I am totally against that.
All right, good. Well, as far as hot issues in the paper just recently, there have been some full-page ads taken out by a citizens group that's radically opposed to the council's action this past year of seizing the Enchanted Playhouse property or the old Main Street mm-hmm. Theater, using the power of eminent domain in order to prevent it from being sold to one party and allow it to be utilized by the Enchanted Playhouse. Do you have a particular stand on the use of eminent domain by the city and when it's appropriate and when it isn't?
Well, to say when it's inappropriate, I mean, I'd have to have a little more knowledge on the subject, to be honest with you, but honestly, I believe the city jumping in there is completely wrong.
Okay.
I know that those laws are in place for purposes. Do I think that was, and that's what I meant by the statement before, I meant that, I understand why it's there, and there are certain times, do I think that was a valid reason to use it? No, I don't. I think the city government should have stayed out of that completely. Honestly.
Okay.
You're listening to 101.5 KVLP LP Visalia Local Power. Freelance reporter Chris Haberman interviews Visalia City Council candidate Rusty Barker.
How would you see yourself working with you know, you're a manager, mm-hmm. right? You've got a team of people you work with. Mm-hmm. And in a sense, even though everybody's elected as an individual to the city council, everybody, to a certain degree, has to work as a team for the benefit of the community. How do you approach consensus building and when to draw the line and, you know, and not concede and when to conciliate? And what are your views on that as being a team player in the city council?
Well, you have to be. I think when you're elected, especially to, you know, like the city council, where you're working hand in hand with, you know, here in Visalia, four other members, there has to be time. You have to work together to get things done. If you're just going to disagree and disagree and disagree, nothing's going to get done for the community. But I think the people you're representing, when you know something's wrong and you know a majority of the people in that town are against it and you vote for it, I think that's just ridiculous. I mean, you represent these people, you should... I would put my foot down. If I disagree with something or I feel that it would be wrong for Visalia, I don't care about, you know, if it's going to hurt the city, that's when I put my foot down. If it's going to hurt the way, you know, if it's going to hurt our economy, if it's going to hurt the people, you know, I'm not going to budge. And the things I believe in, I mean, I'm a pretty laid-back guy, I believe, you know, and I can get along with pretty much anybody. And I will work, you know, very hard to make things happen and work with people and make sure things get done properly. But, you know, I don't, as far as standing for what I believe in, I will stand for what I believe in. I will not back down. If it's wrong and we're building something that I don't think we should or we don't need to, I will vote no. And I will let my voice be heard. I won't sit back. I'm not... The thing that bugs me a lot with the council is there isn't enough of the person saying, hey, why? What are we doing? It's, you know, they may vote no, but nobody knows about it. Nobody knows why, you know? And my, you know, if elected, my voice will be heard. And, you know, I will, you know, when I'm talking to the community, I want to get more hands-on with the people. I want people to call my, you know, the office, write me letters, let me write you back, let me tell you why I voted on this if they disagree with me.
Do you have any thoughts on any special ways you might get access to the people and have the people get access to you should you become a city councilor?
Well, I mean, honestly, if you wanted access, you could get access. You can go down
sure.
and get a... I mean, if you just went and got the registered voters, you can go down as a, you know, when you get signed up or you get your signatures and you become a candidate, you can go down to the, you know, the government building and you can get, you know, a CD and it has all the addresses. You can go get it. Personal computer will, you know, print out the labels and you mail them out. You know?
So you might send out newsletters or
newsletters or
emails.
I would definitely be more available. It's not, I don't want to get elected and then disappear for 4 years and nobody know who I am. I want to, when I'm walking on the street, I want people to know who I am and what I want them to tell me their issues, why, you know, what they disagree with. I don't want to be some cold politician. I think that's what our council is lacking, is, you know, is the personal feel. You know, nobody's going to approach anybody on the council and say how they really feel, and if they do, you know, the council will probably, you know, won't say anything to them. You know, they'll probably walk by. It's the fact that I want to be involved. I want the city to be better. The reason I say that is I still have stuff at stake here. I'm still raising a family.
Sure.
My kids
sure.
are still young. I'm raising my family in this community, you know? So it's important to me that it grows at a healthy, you know?
Right, absolutely. Well, do you have any thoughts on environmental issues in the city? I know a lot of people with this, the growth that's taken place recently, I've heard a lot of talk just about the water table, for instance, and whether or not we even have the water to support the population coming in, or questioning, you know, when we're going to get better air quality.
Yeah.
Do you think the city plays a role in those issues?
I think city officials, city council members must play a role. You represent the city. I know we have representatives in Sacramento, and, you know, we have in Washington, D.C., but I think we represent the city of Visalia. And the environment is so important. I don't think people understand that. It's stuff we don't get back. We need to protect the environment we have. I'm not saying we don't build and we don't do the things that we need to do, but we need to make sure we're not cutting every tree down and we're, you know, we're saving what we can. And as far as the water, I think that's a huge issue. I don't think we have the water to support the population we're getting. We had a great year this last year with rain, but we don't. Everybody knows we normally don't have that. We don't have the water. We need some solution. And I know the city council members will say, there's nothing we can do about the air. There's nothing we can do about the water. They need to get together as a group of five or even an individual. They need to make more of a fuss. They have more pull than a normal citizen. They need to get on the phone with the people in Sacramento. They need to get on the phone with the congressman. If they won't do, those people need to represent. They need to clean our air up. Our air is filthy. That's why there's so much asthma in this town, in this valley. Sure. Something needs to be done. And I'm not going to wait around for Sacramento or Washington to do something about it. If I have to make a fuss, if I have to drive to Sacramento and parade around, I'll do it. I'll represent the people I represent.
Have you put any thought into any specific proposals you might implement, in order to accomplish
honestly,
a better environment for people?
Honestly, I've sat down with the guys that are helping me with my campaign. We've actually thought about it, and I honestly don't have anything to mention right now because we're still actually talking about it. I have a buddy helping me, Luke Fleeman. He's helping me with a lot of these issues, and the environment's really important to both of us.
Okay.
And we're basically, it's something we are focusing on.
So if there were issues such as conversion of city vehicles over to cleaner burning fuels or this sort of thing, you would generally be in favor of that? I don't mean to pin you down, but
no, you can pin me down all you want. That's something that I'm not going to go around questions. I mean, either that's something if I'm elected, I'm not going to beat around the bush. I'll tell you how I feel, and I'll tell you why I feel that way. And yes, that would be the first thing I'd want to do with our city vehicles, because we're using that, our mass, our buses, everything. That would be the first thing, because that's something the city can do. Yes, it's going to cost money, but is air quality, is your kids having asthma, what's more? Would you rather save a couple bucks on the pollution or your kids have asthma?
Right. With regard to the concerning parks, mm-hmm. and green space in the city, do you have any thoughts on, as the city has grown and developed, as to whether you'd like to see more parks, different parks, other kinds of nature right here inside of Visalia?
I think that's huge for us. I would even go so far as I'd like to see more parks in different spots. I mean, there's parts of the city I think, would be great. I know that they made a cement park, I like to call it, here downtown. But I would like to see a park downtown. I think parks are wonderful for the community. It's some place for people. I mean, you can ask my kids. We go to every park in this town. And that's something, we do just to get out of the house and to spend time together. And I would love to see more parks, more trees at the parks, and just us focus on, a clean, healthy city. I mean, parks are huge. I mean, at least for me and my family, we spend a lot of time there, and that's a lot of time, just something we like to do.
Well, maybe to wrap up, Rusty, I want to give you an opportunity to just tell our listeners at KVLP what kind of vision you have for the city of Visalia, 5-10 years down the line. What would you like to see Visalia become? And I know that that what's that big picture you'd be pushing for if you got onto the city council?
If I got onto the city council, and my big picture for the future, and I try to say that, because with the future, and I hate to say 10 years down the line, 15, because we don't know what's going to happen. We don't know our population, if it's going to go up or if it's going to decrease. So generally speaking, I would like to see us bring more secure jobs into the town. I would like to see Visalia focus on not destroying the agriculture, that we have, that we're using for, our bread and butter to our economy. I don't want to see us destroy that. I want to see us save it and use it. I want to see us clean our water up. I want to see us as the leader, as the gem of the valley. I want people, when they're coming through California or they're driving through the state, you know, to see our city and come through and just say, wow, it's so green. They have so many trees, and everywhere else it's, you know, so desolate, you know, there's nothing. And to come downtown and just to see our history, you know, from our old buildings, and just to be able to walk in our downtown and see the awesomeness of this town. And I would just want to see us focus on the issues that we need to focus on. We need to, the clean air, the water. I just want to see these things, you know, being taken care of. I want to see, my vision is that the council will take care of its citizens and will listen to its citizens and will be there and just have a, you know, actually be excited about representing this town, and will yell at the rooftops into Sacramento or Washington, D.C. to get us clean water and to help us clean our water, clean our air up, and to, you know, save our land, but yet build. I know we're going to build, and just to build within and to start from the center and fill up those gaps and then start to expand and to not neglect areas of town, you know, but to just make sure that we have the police coverage and the fire coverage that we need to. I just want us to be a well-rounded city that takes care of its people and its land and its future. I mean, I could go on for, you know, that's one of those questions I could go on for 3 hours. My friends actually have to listen to me, and so is my poor wife. But
well, we don't have that kind of time today, but I think you've done a good job explaining yourself to our listeners, and I really thank you for taking the time with us.
Well, I thank you guys so much for doing this, and I appreciate you.
You're listening to 101.5 KVLP LP Visalia Local Power. Freelance reporter Chris Haberman interviews Visalia City Council candidate Rusty Barker. As a licensed broadcast station, KVLP is serious about the obligation to operate in the public interest and to afford reasonable opportunity for the discussion of conflicting views of issues of public importance. KVLP does not support or oppose any candidate. No money, service, or other valuable consideration has been directly or indirectly paid or promised to or charged or accepted by KVLP from any person or persons or corporation, committee, association, or other unincorporated group or other entity. KVLP is not required to permit the use of its facilities by any candidate, and by policy does not grant such requests. Any rebroadcast of this unique news presentation is a violation of FCC regulations. Please email your comments to kvlp@radio.fm. Stay tuned to 101.5 for more candidate interviews throughout this election season. And remember, if you don't register, you can't vote.